Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's John Cook with you this evening until 6.30. Now, a daily pill has shown promise in helping patients lose an average of 12% of their body weight, potentially offering a simpler and more accessible alternative to current injectable treatments. While preliminary results are positive, experts advise caution until clinical trial data is peer-reviewed. For more on this and to tell us all about it, I'm joined by consultant endocrinologist Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE lead for obesity. And thanks for coming in to us this evening, Donal. You and I are just trying to get our tongues round it. It's orforglipron.
Orforglipron, yeah, that's as good as we can get at the moment, and it'll be pronounced differently in different countries, and when it's launched in a few years' time, it will have a trendy, easy-to-pronounce name.
So it's this new pill, orforglipron. It's a once-a-day oral medication. What do you know about it?
So it's a member of the GLP family, which people will kind of be aware of as the Saxenda, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, that are all available as injections. Mm-hmm. The problem has always been, can we get a tablet delivery of this family of drugs that causes weight loss? So there's already a tablet used in treating diabetes, semaglutide orally, but that doesn't give the same effect on weight when it's in a tablet form. This is a medication now that we're seeing gives weight loss effects as well as diabetes effects. And it's a tablet, and there's a huge advantage in that.
Mm. In the same way that the, I suppose, the additional effects or of some of the diabetes medication in injectable form were discovered and now used as weight loss products. The pill would seem like a more attractive option, would it, or easier option?
I mean, the pill is a game changer for not just accessibility and people accepting the treatment, but from a World Health Organization point of view, availability of a pill means low and middle income countries that don't have the cold supply chain kind of infrastructure that you need for injectables will be able to use this drug. And that means the World Health Organization are much more likely to put it on their essential medicines list. And they're adjudicating on that at the moment. And we'll hear about that in September. And I think this is a big step in supporting that. And that would be a very positive move.
The preliminary results I mentioned showed a 12.4% average weight loss, along with improvements in cholesterol and blood pressure. How does that compare with other weight loss treatments or some of the injections we've spoken about?
Well, the injections are giving, 15 to 20% weight loss for the GLP family. And the family that we're hoping to have in a couple of years' time, retatrutide, we're seeing 25 and 30% weight loss. But if you intervene earlier in the disease of obesity, 10 to 12% weight loss is significant. And, you know, this study that is being launched today or revealed today is over 3,000 patients followed for 18 months. And it's in the same class of drug that we have been using safely in diabetes for over 15 years now. So there is a confidence in this family of drug around safety and efficacy. So we obviously, you have to see the full peer-reviewed results, and you have to see further studies support this. But this isn't a surprising finding, and there's confidence growing in the obesity field that we will have tablets available in the next 5 to 10 years that will be effective in treating obesity.
Now, I'm conscious this sounds good to people who maybe struggle with weight loss, but you're keen to stress this is about obesity and this is a long-term treatment as well.
This is about the chronic relapsing disease of obesity. This is about having treatments for that that are more acceptable to patients, more accessible globally. And it is, a little bit like being in the 1970s where blood pressure was. Very poor treatments, very little reach of those treatments, and gradually better treatments developed and available more globally, coming off patent after a number of years. Then generics enter the field, and generic companies will be much more likely to go after producing a tablet, because the production of an injectable device adds a massive amount of cost, regardless of whether it's a generic compound or not.
And finally, I know there are concerns about rebound weight gain for people on these treatments, muscle deterioration we've been hearing about this week as well. These are not quick fix solutions. The advice to people would be to consult with their medical practitioners, obviously, and not try to source these medications elsewhere.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there is massive sourcing of these medications online and on via the black market. And if you simply take these tablets or injections and you lose weight, you lose fat, you lose muscle. When you rebound mainly with fat tissue and not muscle tissue. So this needs to be a combined treatment with a healthy approach to nutrition and physical activity that maintains muscle mass. The drug companies are developing treatments that cause you to lose weight and cause your muscles to hypertrophy, which is to me like a terrible thought, because I think you maintain muscle mass through physical activity, not through a drug that increases muscle mass.
Professor Donal O'Shea, HSC Lead for Obesity, thank you very much for coming into us on Drive Time this evening. Up next, keeping tabs on your kids through technology.